You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Good talk with Dan Zangrilli about Andrew McCutchen. I feel like it's time to move on after this season. I feel like he's still an average offensive player. I feel like for a team desperate for offense, I want more. He's also not capable of playing the field, doesn't play the field anymore, doesn't run well anymore. So you're looking at a one-dimensional guy, and I don't think his hitting numbers justify taking another chance on him at age 39 next season. It's really as simple as that. I was looking at the DHs from the NL Central just from the other night, so this could be a situation. I didn't have enough time to look up whether these guys are always or regularly the DHs for their team. Suzuki was the Cubs DH last night. I don't have to tell you about him, right? I mean, he has 27 home runs, 87 RBIs, and an 800 OPS. Christian Yelich was Milwaukee's DH. His numbers are very similar. Huge power numbers. Who was the Cardinals DH last night? Was it Herrera limits?
Yeah, and they really don't have a strict DH. They basically go by committee. Sometimes they put Donovan back there.
Okay. Well, it was Herrera last night, and he's hitting 281 with a 781 OPS, and he's equaled McCutchen in home runs. Those are vastly superior numbers. So the only team I didn't get around to was the Reds. I understand what McCutchen means to people, although that doesn't translate at the box office at all. They have one of the worst attendance figures in all of baseball. So people's love for McCutchen really isn't translating to anything anymore. Certainly not ticket buying. Certainly not winning. His presence isn't leading to them winning any more games. He's still a decent hitter. Decent. Coming off a really, really rough July, but doing better in August. I just don't see how he at this point is part of the solution. Dan does. Your thoughts at 412-928-9370. The DH for the Reds last night was Miguel Andujar, who is a considerably better hitter at this point. And of course, a guy who the Pirates had, which is a real kick in the old you-know-what's limits. All he's doing is hitting 307 and in over 100 less at-bats than McCutchen, has one less home run and a vastly superior slugging percentage and OPS at 814. So I feel like the numbers here, at least as I look across the division, are pretty much emphatically on my side. Do you not?
What those numbers are indicating inside the division, yes, you have a point there. I'm with Dan, though, in the fact that I don't think McCutchen is a part of the problem here. He's somebody who I would rather bat seventh in my order right now than third. There's no doubt about that. I'd rather have him near the bottom because his on-base numbers are good. He's still third on the team in home runs. That's more indicative of how the team is currently playing.
Yeah, that's a point against him, but go ahead.
I would rather added third, left, and first. Figure out what's going to go on at shortstop. Maybe it is Triolo. I hope not before Griffin gets here. And I would be okay with McCutchen batting seventh with what he brings. I don't think that, you know, he's a slouch that, you know, some people might think that he should automatically retire. I thought that going into it this year that this would be McCutchen's final year. I would be okay if they bring him back. And even if he doesn't play every day, if he plays like 4 out of 7 games and you want to put somebody else in there at DH, fine. They just have nobody else that's knocking on the door to take the spot from him.
Well, that last argument, that's the whole point. You go out and get somebody who's superior. So you're okay with a designated hitter who doesn't do anything else, and yet you only want him playing 4 days a week and batting seventh in your order? You'll settle for that from your designated hitter?
When I get better protection from third base and left field as well, yes. And McCutchen has publicly stated last week that he still can play the field. He still believes that he is capable of doing it,
come
and they
on.
Just don't
he's
put
not,
him out
he's
there.
He's not going to play the field and on any kind of regular basis. So all right, then you're with Dan that you would bring McCutchen back.
I would, yes.
Okay, and bat him seventh and play him 4 days a week as your designated hitter.
Yes.
And take up a roster spot.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I would.
All right. Fair enough. 412-928-9370, and you're convinced at age 39 he'll even equal this production from this year, 241 batting, 712 OPS, and 12 homers?
Yes, I am. And I think that with more protection in the lineup, too, he could benefit from that.
But he'd be batting seventh.
Well, more quality hitter, because there's more quality hitters in that said lineup, he's going to see more pitches to hit, I think.
Okay. Let's go to the lines, or at least the texts, for a minute. I'd like to get some feedback on McCutchen coming back next season. Or would you rather replace him at DH and look for a better hitter?
All right, let's start with a couple of texts. One person saying that McCutchen is not the problem, and everyone else is already batting under 225. Another texter says that Zangrilli is kind of out of his mind with this. But then the next texter that texts in says, love Dan coming on the show to set some things straight. But another person right after that says, exactly, Joe, you are right. So we have a very conflicted text line right now on if McCutchen should return or not. Let's see if Dylan in Cranberry agrees with you, Joe.
What's up, Dylan?
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. Starkey, unfortunately, I got to side with City Limits and Zangrilli on this. He's third on the team in home runs.
Okay, so let me cut you off right there. That's like saying that you are the fastest person among fan employees over 70. Do you think that is an argument that works, like a point that works in your favor, that he's third on the Pittsburgh Pirates in home runs?
Joe, hold on 1 second. So he batted 232 last year. He's batting 241 this year. He will eclipse RBIs this year over last year, and hits this year over last year. He will potentially be down in OPS, 712 this year, 739 the year before, 776 the year prior.
All right, you're boring me with too many stats here.
Hold on.
Yeah, he's also down 30 points. 30 points in his slugging percentage.
He's a sliver of the problem. He's a sliver of the problem.
Is he part of the solution? Is that who you want as your designated hitter, a guy who only hits?
No, but there is not a single team in baseball that is comparable to the dumpster fire that we have to watch. It's as clear as day.
Okay, so let me get you straight.
We need three other hitters, you mentioned. We need three bats, we need 60 combined home runs, and we need 140 combined RBIs out of these three bats to have a quality experience for this city. I don't see it happening, but Andrew McCutchen is a sliver of the problem and a sliver of the solution.
So let me get you straight. If you're running the Pirates this offseason and we go, what's your name again?
Dylan.
And we go to Dylan and you're going position by position. You come to DH and say, that's off the board. We don't need any upgrade there. We're bringing back McCutchen. I just want to get you clear on that, right?
For the team ownership and the general manager.
You're bringing back McCutchen at DH, correct? No upgrade. Not even looking for an upgrade.
$4 or $5 million Bring him back. But you need to get these other three bats that you're referring to.
Okay.
All of this is null and void if they don't get.
Yeah, one of them is DH. Left field, third base, and DH is where I want to upgrade. But you don't.
City
and that's fine.
And city limits is accurate. When you bring in some other quality bats, those pitchers have to worry about those better hitters. And you better believe it's just like in football. If there's a great number one, that number two is going to get some opportunity. So he's a sliver of the problem. He's a sliver of the solution.
Okay. You're not looking to upgrade at DH. Fair enough. I am. 412-928-9370. I want somebody with more power than 12 home runs and 400 at-bats. I just went through the division for you, the guys who played or who manned the DH position last night. Plus, he doesn't play a position, won't play a position, or can't anymore, and can't really run anymore. Is there a ton of value here? I think people are sort of going with the love for McCutchen, which is real and I acknowledge. And I don't think he's a bad player at all. But his WAR, I look at his entire career, and this is the lowest it's been since 2020, a brief stint with the Phillies there. A brief stint for everybody, I guess, in 2020. And then there was only one other year where it was this low, and that's your contribution sort of as an all-around player. That was 2016 with the Pirates at negative 0.7. Right now he's at 0.3. Limits?
All right, let's go to Jim in Pleasant Hills.
Hey, Jim.
Hey, Joe. I agree with you 100%. It's time for him to go.
Anything else with that?
No. Just, you know, I mean, he's taking up like a younger player who can, who's probably a better hitter. We can be using up here or get somebody like another DH. The guy Rooker from the A's. I think he wanted to come here, but I guess McCutchen didn't want to play the outfield, so. That's why that was canceled. I'm
I just
sure
don't think he's really capable of playing the outfield anymore.
Right.
He may say that he wants to, but I don't think he is. Does he still give you a quality at bat? Yes, that I will acknowledge. But we're talking an everyday DH. You just can't afford, I don't think, to have that. And the best you can say, as Limit said, is that my DH should bat seventh every day, then my automatic response without knowing who that DH is was, you need a better DH if he's going to bat seventh every day. Next.
My other point to that, Joe, is, you know, we think that they want to add younger pieces and bats that can be highly impactful players at third, first, left, whatever.
Yeah.
If they go out and do that, whether it be trade acquisitions, spending money, I wonder how much room that they would have to be able to go get somebody at DH. That's why I'm comfortable with McCutchen there, where I don't feel good about those other positions right now. Out of all those spots, first, third, left, you want to call it shortstop, I feel more comfortable with McCutchen than I do with those other positions. Here is Rich in Forest Hills.
What's up, Rich?
You know, I'd love to be your caddy and just in between shots, talk to you about this for nine holes. I think there's much more to this than just McCutchen. And let me just add a disclaimer for the rest of your callers. We all love McCutchen, so none of this is meant to be a slight at McCutchen. But, you know, people were talking about McCutchen in the past tense, and that's all you can talk about any player in. But we're looking at putting a team on the field for the next season. And I'm with you on this one. I don't think McCutchen is that guy. I think what's made him that guy the last couple of years is just the point that was just made, is he's cheap, okay? And it's kind of like the reason why Bailey Falter got traded, because he was going to go to arbitration and we're going to be faced with having to pay him. I think this team has a lot of problems. And I think the only point with you, Joe, that I disagree with is that the pitching is here. Okay. I am not convinced. I mean, I'm a Bubba Chandler fan, and I thought it was just probably the height of Charrington's GM experience when he was able to get him in the third round and navigate that draft. We'll see how it turns out ultimately. But, you know, let's temper our enthusiasm. He's pitched four innings in the major leagues against the AAA team. Okay. So my premise is I don't think that you ever have enough pitching. If you're going to win on pitching and defense and you're going to have a cheap owner and you're not going to go out probably and get the quality of bats that a lot of people are bantering about at this moment, pitching and defense is important. So McCutchen is not a part of that because he can't play defense. I'd take a chance and go out and get one really solid bat. I think that you're going to have to either pay or trade for this stuff. I would not.
Well, of course, yeah. They have to go out on the free agent market and they have to trade and they have to get bold. And that's why I want to see a new GM. And I compare it to a Jim Rutherford-like situation, although it was on a much higher level with the Penguins, where you need somebody who's, you know, a horse trader to come in here and finish this rebuilding job, because this guy I don't think can do it. I'm looking at other DHs from just last night limits. Kyle Schwarber, he's pretty good, right?
A little bit.
Starling Marte was the DH for the Mets last night. And part of the point is, when you say you can rotate guys in and out, by the way, is that you can rotate guys in and out instead of having just a one-trick guy who doesn't play the field. That's problematic.
Yeah, but who are you going to rotate in at DH right now?
Well, that's
Nick
what
York,
I,
like
no, that's
Billy Cook?
That, no, your point with other teams was these guys rotate in and out.
Some teams do, yeah. Most teams have like an established DH.
Do they?
I mean, you just read off a bunch that do.
No, and my point before I even read it off was I'm reading off last night's scores. I do not know for some of these guys whether they're the regular DH, and Marte is one of them.
Marte, yeah. Marte, Schwarber, those guys are regular DHs.
Marte plays DH most of the time?
Yeah.
Okay, well, he's better than McCutchen, too.
I agree with that.
So are we going to get to one who's worse so far? Marte has an 816 OPS, a 449 slug, a 367 on base. He's even stolen 7 bases in 77 games, and he's only got a few less home runs in 150 less at-bats. So, would you like me to keep going? I mean, I think this is more based on sentiment for a lot of people than, you know, we all agree that McCutchen's no longer a high-impact hitter, correct?
Correct. No, he's not.
So, you don't have a high-impact hitter at designated hitter, yet you don't want to upgrade, correct?
You saying me in particular or just in general?
Yeah, you.
I would look to upgrade, but there are way too many aspects on this team that you need to upgrade
what's
on.
What's bigger than hitting?
What do you mean, what's bigger than hitting? I'm talking about other spots in the lineup.
Right, but only one spot is all the guy does is hit.
Yeah, and there are other
that's called
there
your
are
DH.
Eight other positions that also hit that are important.
Right, but they also field, and he can't.
Okay. I thought we were strictly talking about the lineup here.
Yeah, and I'm talking about designated hitter as one of the positions where, as I'm reading you team by team, a lot of these teams have really good hitters at the designated hitter position.
So if
that makes sense to me.
If McCutchen was able to field, would you feel better about him coming back?
If he was still a good fielder, yeah. Then he wouldn't have a 0.3 WAR, would he? The worst, second worst of his career.
That's why, like, for me personally, it's just find those other positions that you want to improve on, because if you can find a good fielder and a good hitter to put in left field and stay there for 6-7 years, I'm okay with it, and have McCutchen come back for one additional season. And then
I think you're
DH.
Twisting yourself into all kinds of mental gymnastics because of the sentiment you feel for McCutchen to
I
try
don't.
To shoehorn him into the seventh spot in your lineup. And I'll just end it there. If the best you can say about your DH for next year is you think he should bat seventh, then you need a new DH. You disagree with that?
I do.
You're okay with that. Your DH, your designated hitter, you want batting seventh, but you don't feel you need an upgrade.
That's the point I made, to upgrade at different positions, yes.
Okay. All right. Should I find some other DHs from last night? What's Yordan Alvarez going to do when he's coming back? I don't know.
They play left or DH.
The Dodgers have a decent DH, don't they?
Yeah, they're also the Dodgers. They could pay anybody.
Limits, I've named every team in the National League. Shohei Ohtani's not bad as a DH. I named the Reds, for God's sakes. Miguel Andujar, a guy this team got rid of, who's a better hitter than McCutchen right now.
Yeah, they got him from the A's at the deadline.
He's a better hitter than McCutchen right now. Would you agree with that? So Starling Marte and Miguel Andujar. But we're not moving on from McCutchen. Okay. 412-928-9370. Sports Talk on 93.7 The Fan's presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. All right, Limits. We disagree on that. You're on Team Zangrilli. I'm on Team, I don't know. I don't know what team I'm on here. Who's with me here? Who was that guy who just called?
I don't remember.
Neither do I. Who's the Braves DH these days? Do you know?
No. Is it Ozuna?
You should. You're the beat writer. Last night it was, Ozuna. He has 20 home runs, 62 RBIs, and a 768 OPS. So there's another one, right?
Yeah. Well, basically, I mean, well, my point is to recap it really quickly is, like, I'm okay with McCutchen having that position where on a lot of other teams, left field is a sour spot for them or second base is a sour spot for them.
Yeah.
I'm okay with McCutchen because his production is good enough where the point where it's not Alexander Canario or Jared Triolo or Spencer Horwitz, which some teams have at other positions.
Yeah.
Which the defense doesn't matter as much to me. Like, it matters, but not as much in this equation.
I guess. I guess if I'm paying guys simply to hit, I want more out of the hitting. I think I deserve more out of the hitting. What's Horwitz doing right now? Horwitz actually has a higher OPS than McCutchen, by the way.
Yeah, he's played well over the last couple of weeks. 728
to 712. But he also plays a position. He's a really good defender. So, you know, like I said, I have to live with somebody. I guess one of the people you'd live with is McCutchen. So would Zangrilli. So would others.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
All right, all of this McCutchen talk has caused the savvy old news sound to take a deep dive on the miracle that is baseballreference.com. You use that site, don't you?
All the time.
Incredible. 50-minute mark coming up. Brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. What's cooking? Brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Sunny today with a high of Jerry Mullins, 72. Great weather for me to golf fan. Weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. And the hotline, of course, brought to you by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. So we have McCutchen. About 400 at-bats, 398, 12 homers, 241 average, 379 slugs, 712 OPS. Okay? And none of this, from the very start of my talk with Dan Zangrilli, was meant to denigrate McCutchen. I would never do that. He's a legend. I've written and talked on here about him being the most popular pirate since Willie Stargell. And he's still, you know, a passable hitter. The conversation is simply looking for an upgrade at a position that is called designated hitter for a reason. So it sent me on a search all across the majors, and I found, and these are guys through Baseball Reference who are these teams' primary DH, okay? Let's go to Milwaukee. Smaller market, Christian Yelich, 26 homers, 90 RBIs. Suzuki with the Cubs, 27 homers, 87 RBIs. St. Louis, Herrera, higher batting average, on-base percentage, slug, and OPS than Kutch. The Mets, Starling Marte, 100 points higher OPS. The Braves, Ozuna, 20 home runs, higher slug, higher OPS. Kyle Schwarber and Ohtani are both primary DHs. Go to the American League. You'll find Ryan O'Hearn for the Orioles, 837 OPS, over 100 points higher than Clutch. Manzardo for the Guardians, 21 home runs, 766 OPS. Tyler Freeman, for God's sakes, for the Rockies, higher OPS. I mean, I could keep going here. He's comparable, really, at this point, to Josh Bell for the Nats and Wilmer Flores for the Giants. So I'm certainly not going to apologize for wanting to have a designated hitter with a better profile than McCutchen, who's going into his age 39 season. My God, Gavin Lux for the Reds. When you think of him, you don't think of great sluggers, do you? Limits?
Nope.
Well, he's hitting 278, so 37 points higher than McCutchen. He has a higher on base, a higher slug, and a higher OPS. What are we doing here? Does this change your mind at all, Limits, when you're presented with these facts?
No, it does not, because I still would rather, at other positions, upgrade because I think they're more worthy and more necessary, really is the correct word, to upgrade.
Well, forget about other positions. You have to evaluate each one independently. You're not looking for an upgrade at DH, just to be clear.
Naturally, I think you should be looking to upgrade at every single position, but you have to be realistic in terms of what you can actually do and actually accomplish. I think those are two different points here, where if you look at all the elements of where they need to improve, because their offense was so bad this year, they need to improve at, realistically, you could think of five different areas. You could even say that they need to improve, like, how good is O'Neill Cruz this year? Some people wanted to move off of him. What, Nick Gonzalez, some people have questions. Catcher clearly is not good enough. I just don't feel like Andrew McCutchen, in terms of the priorities list, is so high up where that has to be one of the main forefront issues here.
Yeah, I'm looking to upgrade at DH so I can get a designated hitter who can't play the field and can't run anymore, who's at least comparable to the 15 guys I just mentioned from around the league, and my research isn't even done yet. I am, especially when my main need is hitters. Designated or otherwise. Who do you think the Steelers come up with at receiver here, Limits? Is Valdez-Scantling off the board? Is that official or no?
Yeah, Valdez-Scantling is going to San Francisco, and the Steelers are bringing back DeMarvin Leal to the practice squad.
Yeah, baby!
How about that? Welcome
Let's
back!
Go.
It's a reunion!
Let's go!
According to Jeremy Fowler.
And I have a tee time at Wildwood Country Club next week, Limits, I just realized. But I don't have one today.
Guess who else is back on the practice squad?
Wait, let me guess. Chuck Clark.
No.
Back on the practice squad.
Wrong.
The Hurley Boy Wonder.
Wrong.
Hurleman.
Wrong.
No?
Not yet, at least.
Who?
Beanie Bishop is back on the practice
squad.
All right,
let's go. Beanie. Beanie had four picks last year. I'll give him that. He won him a game against Rodgers, did he not?
Surprised that he did not make the active roster. Very surprised. Thought that Dante Kent would not make it. Maybe he'll be put on IR and Bishop will ultimately be on the team.
Thank you, Limits, very kindly.
Thank you, Joe, for your kindness.
What do we have tomorrow? We have treats galore, don't we?
Tyler Kennedy will join us. We will also be joined by Jeff Hathorn at some point.
And I think we're going to be joined by, and there's two local guys on this team, one of the Savannah Bananas.
We should try to see if they could come in studio.
We should try to see if one of them can DH for the Pirates next year or play some of the positions you're talking about.
See how they hit at PNC Park. That's a good judge.
Yeah, I think so. All right, Limits. Good night.
All right, Joe. Good night to you as well.
See you, buddy.
See ya.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.